Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me is Erin Brenneman from Brenneman Pork in Washington, Iowa. Welcome, Erin.
Thank you.
Now, we're at the American Association of Swine Veterinarians Conference, and you're going to be giving a presentation called Portraying the Industry in a Positive Light. Now, that's an objective I think any industry would share, but with you're presenting it here at a scientific conference, it almost conveys a sense of urgency.
Right. I think I'm going to just throw a little wrench in their program and do things that aren't really just research-based. It's more, emotional and showing what we do every day and trying to reach out to a broader audience than just the ag industry.
Well, specifically, where is the industry falling short in your mind?
I think a lot of it has to do with change and moving forward and not talking about that change. And then when people from outside the industry look in, it looks a lot different than what they had in their minds of what it might have looked like. So I think a lot of that is just talking about change and talking about how we're growing, how we're improving every day, and the ways we're doing that, because it's nothing like the notion that a lot of people have in their heads of the pig farmer with the pitchfork and the bib overalls.
So I'm assuming, though, if you're giving this presentation at a veterinary conference, you seem to think that veterinarians could play a major role in doing that.
Oh, absolutely. They're a trusted source by a lot of people looking for information seeking inside. We have veterinarians on the farm every day, and we have a great relationship with our veterinarians. And I don't think people realize that relationship that you do truly have. When you have a dog or a cat, you take them to a veterinarian when they get sick. But, a veterinarian on the farm, in particular a pig farm, it's maintaining the herd health. And I think that's a great aspect to speak from, and I think they're a really great trusted source to have all the research and data that they need, too.
Now, I visited your farm's website. Very well done, by the way.
Thank you.
But I was, what caught my eye was your mission statement. It said, our focus is to raise quality pork in an efficient, humane, and environmentally responsible manner. Could you boil that down for me? I mean, what does that actually mean to you as a farm manager?
When I think about that mission statement, I hear my father-in-law, who is the owner and founder of the farm, and his goal is to just wake up and do better every single day. He never wants to go backwards, and we all have that drive. Now, is it difficult to wake up and change what you did yesterday just because there might be a better way to do it today? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Some days we just want to do the same thing twice. But, to us, it just means pushing forward and being ahead of the curve and improving every single day upon what we did yesterday.
Now, you talked about the industry needing to do a better job of telling its story. Our focus, of course, is pig health. What could the industry be doing better in that area?
I think we tend to be a very quiet, reserved people as a whole. A lot of people don't want to put their whole life out there, and I don't think that's what it takes either. But I think we can just, our day-to-day, and finding common interests with other people, only 2%, probably even less, we've all heard the statistic, of the population farms. So how we expect 98% of the people to know what we're even talking about. So trying to find common interests and relatable levels where we can get into these different groups that aren't farming. And then pulse. I'd like to pulse my information in there. I don't want to hit it all farm all the time because they can't relate to that. So find things that other people can relate to, get into those groups and share what you know and become a trusted source.
So what is Brenneman Pork doing to meet the objectives that you just mentioned?
Well, I do a lot on social, but it's not just on social media. We do a lot of farm tours through the National Pork Board. They help set up farm tours with highly influential food bloggers, registered dietitians, legislators, any group, elementary schools, your local community. A lot of these kids in this rural community have never even been on a farm. So bringing them out and seeing what their community is all about, it's a great way to share that and spread the word. And like I said, it's not necessarily educating, but just becoming a trusted resource. So when they hear some information that doesn't sound quite right, they know who to go to ask the questions.
And tours are a wonderful thing, but I mean, in terms of reaching high numbers, you mentioned social media. And it's a great platform for communicating ideas, but there's a lot of misinformation out there too, isn't there?
Absolutely there is. And that's the point, is to, you know, get out there and be first and become that resource. And how do you get into those different avenues and become a trusted resource where they actually come ask you when they hear something that sounds like misinformation? I think that's really important. But also, you know, if you take people through the farm, they're also your resources now, yeah, too. And if they hear something, they can tell a friend, or they can not argue it, but they can stand up for you and say, hey, I know this farmer. Why don't you go talk to them?
So when you say you're very active on social for the farm, what specifically are you doing?
Well, I run our farm's Facebook page, which is basically what I like to do. I run our Facebook page for the farm, but I also personally do Instagram, Twitter, and, well, my favorite is Snapchat. Okay. But, you know, and what I like to do, I don't like to speak for everyone in the industry. I just like to talk about what do we do on our farm mm-hmm. every day. Because as we all know, pig farming is not a one-size-fits-all. Mm-hmm. And there's different ways to achieve the same goal.
Has there been a particular instance where you felt that your communication efforts, whether they be on social or person-to-person, have really turned the tables on a discussion?
Oh, absolutely. Being from the city originally, I've actually had a lot of friends who I know still live in the city. They send me articles and links all the time of some of those wildly misinformation articles about what we do, and say, hey, is this really true? Or, hey, you know, I saw this. This doesn't seem quite right. Tell me about this. And for me, even just one of those connections is worth it all, because they seen me, they saw something that didn't seem quite right, and they came to me as a resource. And absolutely, I've had several connections like that from the past that has inspired me and motivated me to do more. You know, some days I just want to say, okay, forget this all. I'm going back to the barns, and I'm just going to work with my pigs. Mm-hmm. But it always seems like I get some letter or some note from somebody saying, hey, you really inspire me to share more, and thank you for all you do. And lo and behold, I go back to doing it again.
I would think, though, with a more urban upbringing, it puts you in a very good position to maybe take a more objective look at what they're doing in agriculture and to be able to communicate that to mainstream consumers.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we tend to overthink things a lot. You know, we like to have our conversations about what's going on the farm, and those can get very technical. But you got to remember, to a person that's never even been to a farm before, you know, it's the smallest things that we do every day that they find the most fascinating. And I think we overlook those things a lot. We need to learn to kind of bring it back a couple notches and speak from the start of your day and have people realize that you're people too. You know, you have families and farms, and I got to get the kids on the bus, and then I got to work, and then I have to pick them up, and then we have basketball practice. You know, we're all the same. And so it's those little things that we do truly trip over every day and just don't think about that really are the most fascinating people outside of our business.
Let me ask you this. For other farms that are listening to this interview and are saying, you know, yeah, we need to engage our community more. We need to be more active in social media. What advice do you have for them? You know, how do they get started?
Yeah, you know, I think you hit a really good point, and that's community. You know, the people that support you are the people that you need to get out and speak to first. You know, we are nothing without our community. So getting out there and go take a pig to the elementary school or a slideshow, or start, you know, if you want to talk social media, start a Facebook page and show a picture. And like I said, keep it simple. Nobody wants to feel like they're being educated, right? So just become a resource. Hey, there was a pretty sunset tonight. I know that's not teaching much about the farm, but they're going to watch for more of that later. And then you can pulse that information about farming in little bits. We don't need to be too technical. It's really good, easy, simple stuff. We live in an amazing, beautiful world of agriculture. It's incredible, truly, coming from the outside. People are going to be fascinated with what you do.